Welcome to Second Take Season 3, Episode 1. I am Ben.
I'm Levi. And today we're with Mr. Mott from... Ben has something to say about that.
He went from creating pink drinks to his Genesis roadmap here at Trinity. Let's go. First guest.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Mr. Mott, how are you feeling?
Feeling pretty good. Yeah, a little nervous, but, you know, I'm ready to jump in.
All right. Well, we'll hop in with a little top five. Mr. Mott, what are your top five desserts?
Top five desserts. Mm-hmm. Are we starting counting back down? Like, are just in order?
In order.
In order.
Number five, chocolate pie. Mm. It's classic. It goes with anything.
Mm-hmm.
Four, I'm going to go with like a banana split. Three, strawberry shortcake. Two, like a solid mousse, like a fancy mousse. And number one, for sure, any type of cheesecake. Mm.
Yeah,
that's all, my top five.
Yeah, all good. You want to go ahead and then?
Now you have yours ready.
I have mine ready. Okay. My number one best dessert is my grandma's chocolate cake. It's pretty gas. but yeah, and then number two, like a nice warm apple pie with ice cream, bro. Can never do you wrong. Number three, key lime pie. Key lime pie is gas. Number four, banana pudding with like some vanilla wafers in there.
You know,
like,
what? I changed mine. That's my number one.
Banana pudding?
Banana pudding.
I love this banana pudding. It's just like you can down so much of it.
Chick-fil-A just came out with a banana pudding shake. I'm gonna go get one tomorrow. I just thought it out there.
We might one hit up Chick-fil-A after this. Oh, it's Sunday.
Gosh, it's close today.
My bad. And then my number five is like a cinnamon strudel pizza, like one of those dessert pizzas.
Weren't you trashing on it at Gambino's?
No, the Gambino's one was just not that good.
Dude, it was so good.
I wasn't... Honestly, I don't know if I was... That was probably Eli who was trashing on it. No, Eli wasn't there. Who was there? It was
D.
you,
Spence,
me.
Con.
D. Spence. D. Spence was hating, bro. He is a hater.
Rip D. Spence. Shout out D. Spence. Torn ACL.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that. What happened to these spins?
He was playing basketball.
What?
Where's he at school?
He's taking a semester off.
And he's just playing.
He just had surgery.
Oh, that's
tough. He's taking the whole semester off because he tore his ACL?
Yeah.
That's wild.
All right, we'll fly into, I guess, my top five. I'm going to do it a little uncharacteristic here. I say number three is like a Nothing Bundt Cakes red velvet, you know. That is an all-time classic. Number one, I know it's a little risky play, but Mrs. Matthews Texas sheet cake with ice cream. That's elite.
Hmm.
I'd say number five, I'd go with the Gambino's.
Specifically theirs?
Specifically that.
Interesting.
Number two, we'll go peanut butter pie.
Mm-hmm.
Classic.
Might have to go snag some of that from your mom.
Trying to think of a number four here.
What was your... Do you have the other four already?
Yeah, so number one was the Texas sheet cake. Okay. Number two was the peanut butter pie. Number three was the red velvet. I'd say number four is a good, like, brookie.
What is that?
It's like the brownie cookie.
Oh.
Is that... Does that have, like, a pizookie or something like that? Or?
Yeah.
I am not a fan of the pizookie.
Never had one, but I've...
I enjoy the pizookie.
I've heard Luke talk about it.
Way too rich.
Okay.
And that's why I think... I do enjoy a peanut butter pie as well, but that's why it's probably not on my top five, because they're they're really rich. But...
Yeah, like a brookie, it's got, like... The one I'm talking about specifically has got a layer of Oreo in there, a layer of cookie dough, and some brownie mix. It's heavenly, like when a warm, like, Oreo, like fresh out of the oven, hard to beat.
Dude, we should have brought dessert down with us. Getting me hungry.
Yeah.
All right, we'll roll into Mr. Mott's team here. Notre Dame versus Texas A&M. Very slow start, but a pretty eventful finish. Want to know your guys' thoughts?
It kind of what I thought it was going to happen. Both defenses played well and made good plays, but both quarterbacks struggled heavily. And it really wasn't until I really felt like Notre Dame never abandoned the run with Jeremiah Love and Price, I think is the other one. Really wore down the defense, and it showed in the fourth quarter when we finally got some points on the board.
Yeah. I mean, 12 points at the end of halftime is kind of crazy, I'm not going to lie. We have each team kicked a field goal in each quarter of the first half. but Notre Dame came out with the W. A little surprising for, I think, some people being at Texas A&M. The fans were going crazy there, and then everybody on the college game day picked them except for one, picked Notre Dame, Texas A&M. But definitely a slow start to the game. I was barely watching because K-State what game was on, but I saw the end of it, and it was very good ending. But
yeah, I think, I mean, pretty much I don't really have anything new to say other than I was really surprised by Notre Dame's secondary. That was elite, especially, I mean, that play call was really good on fourth down, I think, against 80% of teams. That's, you're going to convert on that play. But, I mean, he read the play and definitely broke it up, and that sealed the game.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel like also just the second half they ran the ball with Leonard Moore, which I don't know if they were intending to do that. I don't remember him at Duke being a strong runner, but I can't really – didn't watch him much at Duke. But second half, I mean, I don't know if you guys saw that fourth down play. It was like fourth and one, and – I mean, Leonard was past the line of scrimmage. They reviewed it, and everybody said, oh, that's a first down. Like, his whole body is past the line of scrimmage. And they still said, no fourth down. I thought that's the tipping point. We're done at that moment. But the defense stepped back up, stopped him, and there we go. It was a good game.
Yeah, I agree.
I will be honest. That was a first down. That's every bit of a first down.
Yeah, I don't get the call behind it.
The fourth down that they called, that they said it was terrible ball, like where they placed
the
it.
The spot was awful.
But I mean,
but credit to defense. They didn't put their heads down, and they really won us that game.
Yeah. No.
And who knows? A&M may just be terrible. I have no idea. Their quarterback was, I mean, he was 12 for 30 with 100 yards and threw two picks. Like,
yeah.
They had no offense. Could be our secondary. I have no idea.
Yeah. Do we want to go into the next topic?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Next up, K-State, UT Martin. Kind of a slow start to the game. K-State came out and UT Martin came out and punted, and then K-State came out and punted as well. But at the end of the day, won the game 41-6. Avery Johnson looked decent. I think he got better as the game went on. I think he's just adjusting a little bit. And then Giddens and Dylan Edwards both had pretty good games. I'm excited for that running back duo, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, people are forgetting that UT Martin has won their conference like 3 years in a row, I think, something like that. Like, even though they're not a Power 5 team, obviously, they're a really good team, a really solid team. And obviously, Avery kind of was kind of a B grade last night. Definitely his one bad pass got picked. It was threw it short, underthrew the guy. But I think, I mean, he's a true sophomore. It's his first, like, first season opener. I mean, I guess his first test was the NC State game. But they weren't running anything. Like, they weren't running out of their playbook. So, I guess we got a lot more to see coming up.
No, yeah, I agree. I also liked their tight end. I mean, obviously, Ben Sinnott was the guy last year. So I think having another guy step up in this game and score the first touchdown of the game, Braden Lofton, 23-yard pass from Avery Johnson. I mean, it was a great play. I think it went the way that they wanted it to. I think he's going to be good. We'll see how he does throughout the season, but he played really well.
I mean, yeah, I think it was kind of something neat to see Avery Johnson throw a pass to Dylan Edwards for a touchdown. Kind of the same way Dylan Edwards started his season last year at Colorado with a big game. And although they didn't use him a lot, he showed up. And I think K-State, I mean, I think if they get creative, they could have a good season again.
I agree. Players. I think, seeing Dylan Edwards, they're both. They've been friends since they were really little, Dylan Edwards and Avery Johnson. I think it came to a surprise to K-State fans when he decided to go to Colorado, but realized he wanted to be back at K-State and transferred. But
no, we also know where Dylan Edwards committed as well, right?
Yeah, he committed to K-State first.
And then to Notre Dame.
Oh, really?
All the way up until he decided to go to Colorado. So. Huh.
I didn't know that part.
Little bitter. I even went and watched him play at Derby when he committed to Notre Dame, so I could see a future Notre Dame player. And then the next week he said he wasn't going to go to Notre Dame anymore.
Yeah.
So.
His dad played at K-State as well. yeah, it was a little surprising to me the first half. I thought they were just going to come out. I thought K-State was just going to come out and just destroy them. But, I mean, at halftime, UT Martin was still in the game. And, then, I mean, obviously K-State pulled away. But the spread was like 36.5 or something like that. But it was a little surprising. But I think the third quarter probably showed our team the best. And like part of the fourth quarter too. And then we pulled the starters at the end. But I think when just seeing the seeing them be able to work well in that offense, everybody working well in the offense, that second half was great. And then there was that one catch that right before the touchdown that Dylan Edwards ran in, I believe it was Dylan Edwards. Yeah, I think it was his first touchdown on the season. Was funny because that catch definitely hit the ground. Do you know what I'm talking about? Did you see it?
I did not see it. I did not see it.
I didn't either. I was playing Fortnite.
Yeah, no, but it was – they ran the – you could tell that they knew it didn't touch the ground because they ran that next play fast. It was a
– I mean, that's heads up ball right there. You got to be ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, talking about Dylan Edwards, we'll go to his former team, Colorado. Coach Prime versus North Dakota State, FCS. Are they champions this past year? I know they're like – crazy, like they've got so many FCS championships.
I don't know.
I couldn't tell you.
No, Colorado, it was a tight game. Their offense looked great. I mean, obviously, Shadur and Travis Hunter.
Overrated.
Maybe. But, I mean, obviously, they're playing North Dakota State, but they looked their offense looked pretty good, but their defense didn't. I mean, they looked just as good as they did last year. And so I don't think they're going to go very well, very far after this, but who knows? Maybe they'll shock the world. Probably not.
I mean, let's be honest. I think Colorado is going to be a highlight team. We're going to see them every week because Shador is going to throw something out of the 40 some throws he's going to throw every week. And Travis Hunter is going to catch something ridiculous. And they're going to stay relevant that way. But looking at the stat line, I mean, I didn't watch most of the game, but I saw some highlights. They had 23 carries as a team for 59 yards. that's not going to get them very far, because teams are not going to respect the run. And eventually, when they play a team that's got an average defense, we saw it last year. Colorado went way down quick. So,
yeah, they had 445 yards in the air. Travis Hunter had three touchdowns, which is kind of crazy. And then
that one was absurd.
Yeah, it was a great catch. It was unreal. And Jimmy Horn Jr., almost 200 yards off seven catches. That's,
who is that?
I don't know who that is, but he's got to be fast. I mean, he's someone to watch, I think. You know?
No, yeah, definitely. He looked, I mean, averaging 28 yards. I mean, it's the first game. Right. But so maybe it was just a standout game for him, but him and Travis both had a really good games. And then Shadur, I mean, he played good. Threw for 445 yards and four touchdowns. He threw an interception that wasn't very good. But I think the way they celebrated the game is something to talk about. They celebrated it like they won the Big 12 championship because, you know, Colorado's in the Big 12 now. Which was crazy. They had Big X the Plug there doing singing and whatever, but they got to remember they're playing North Dakota State.
It sounds so bad.
What?
I can hear it twitching every movement you make.
I can't hear it at all.
I can hear it.
Yeah, we've been hearing it the whole time.
Dude, I don't know what to do.
Put it right here.
Just sit still?
I can't.
Yeah,
I can't sit still. This.
I'm trying to find. I mean, North Dakota State was running all over Colorado's defense, like, especially with the run. Like, they were getting 5-6 yards a carry when I was watching. Like, just couldn't be stopped. And that was a problem for Colorado. I don't know if they've. I think they fixed their O line a little bit from last year, but their defense seems to have been kind of like swept under the rug, not really cared about. I think they over-prioritized an offensive line for Shadur.
Yeah, I mean they probably had some upgrades with offense or for their offensive line, but I think they still have problems there. And then they should have fixed their defense before they fixed that, honestly, because I think the defense is where they're gonna lose games because they don't have a defense. That's where they're gonna get blown out because they can't stop anybody from scoring. But yeah, I think they're a glorified team for not very much success. Obviously, last year they went 4-0 to start the season and then lost every game afterwards. And the only reason they got hype is because they went 4-0, and then they also played some bum teams. Everyone thought TCU was good at the beginning of the season because they were good the season before, but
they're awful.
They're awful now, but they. I mean, we'll see.
I know this is kind of random, but the Texas Tech Abilene Christian game, that was probably the worst showing of a Big 12 team I have ever seen.
Yeah.
52-51 in overtime. Texas Tech wins.
So Abilene Christian's a sister school to the college I went to, mm-hmm. Harding, who Division II champs last year, by the way. Harding University Bison, so. Shout out to them, but Abilene Christian, I'd never heard of a football team from them. And I will say my friends that are still connected there, live in Abilene, they were celebrating pretty big last night. It was the best loss they've ever had, so shout out to them.
Yeah, no, that's a crazy score.
And if you're a Texas Tech fan, then you might want to be worried.
Oh.
Yeah, they're cooked.
Fresno State?
Oh, yeah.
Fresno State's good. That surprised me.
Michigan's bad. They're not good this year.
Like it's a dose of both.
I think I agree. I think Michigan kind of fell off. I think obviously losing a lot of their stars and then losing a good coach in Harbaugh definitely hurt them. They're not. I don't think they're gonna go back-to-back champions at all. I don't even think they probably won't make the playoffs, but we'll see when it comes around.
They're not going to be ranked.
No.
Yeah. I mean, it took them four quarters to put the game away. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know much about Fresno State. I didn't watch the game, but I mean, just looking at the stat lines and some of the highlights, like Michigan struggled.
Fresno probably should have won. I mean, if you look at the stats and don't look at the score, it looks like Fresno won the game. Because, I mean, their quarterback had 235 yards and one touchdown, two interceptions, and then Michigan's quarterback had 118 yards for a touchdown and one interception.
But if I'm reading this right, they had 9 rushing yards versus 148 for Michigan. I mean,
yeah, no,
like,
obviously.
Again, like you got to be able to run the ball to win. I mean, you got to have a play that gets you 2 yards for a first down.
Yeah, I mean, Michigan was going to win the game anyways, but they just did not show out against Fresno State. Yeah, Michigan will not be ranked by the end of the season.
Okay, so those rushing stats are skewed a little bit because it looks like their running back ran 3 times for negative 30 yards. So that
what?
That's what the stat line says. So I don't know about Keene, but passing, he wasn't too bad. 22 for 36, 235, touchdown, but 2 interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
But 3 rushes for negative 30 yards, that's
averaging negative 10 yards a play is crazy.
But yeah, they were averaging almost less than 2 yards a run from the other running back. So
yeah.
But I think Michigan's going to be irrelevant this year. I'm with you. Like I can't imagine them being anywhere in the mid top of the Big Ten.
Yeah, we talked about this last episode in the intro about how like fast teams can rise and fall. Like FSU losing to
Georgia Tech
is crazy. And Michigan almost or not playing well against Fresno is also crazy. When Fresno shouldn't even be in the game, and they were in the game for most of it. But, yeah. we can move on to Georgia-Clemson, a blowout game, 34-3. But
we knew that was coming.
First half looked like Clemson. Clemson was playing great defense in the first half, and so was Georgia. Both of their defenses looked on point. But Georgia pulled away after halftime. I was expecting a blowout from the start, but I wasn't expecting it to be that close. There were 6 points scored in the first half, and it was both by Georgia, and they're both field goals. So obviously, the Clemson was in the game for a while, but then Georgia just pulled away and scored a ton.
Yeah, I mean, Carson Beck looked good out there. He was a little shaky that first half, but I think it was the defense. I don't know if it was necessarily Georgia playing bad. Defense looked great, like you said. Second half, though, you weren't going to stop Carson Beck all day. I mean, I think he still ended up with 270-some yards. Like,
yeah.
Once he got in a rhythm, Georgia they look pretty good.
Yeah,
I mean, a 91.7 QBR from Carson Beck yesterday.
It's pretty good.
That's really good.
I think Clemson will be relevant. I don't know how relevant they will be, but they played. For playing Georgia, their defense played pretty well for the first half. I think they definitely had some problems, and obviously they're not stopping Carson Beck. But it was surprising to me that they were in the game for as long as they were. When I expected a blowout by Georgia from the start.
I mean, I definitely think that it clears a path for them to do something special in the ACC. I think I read that, was it North Carolina's quarterback is out for the season? He broke his leg.
That's a new quarterback, right?
I could be wrong.
Drake May was from North Carolina. He's starting for the Patriots now or something?
Nope. Jacoby Brissett was named starter.
That's right, Jacoby Brissett. Yeah, good luck with that.
We'll talk about that later. We have that on the list of things to talk about.
Yes, UNC QB Johnson done for year with broken leg.
That's tough.
Dang. Yeah, so I see, and then the fall of FSU, and Duke obviously is an okay team, but I see that Clemson's path is kind of cleared for an ACC championship.
I mean, they have a good chance if they can win out, maybe lose one more, they can make the playoffs.
I mean, this new 12-team playoff.
Right, if you win their championship, I'm pretty sure you're in.
Is that how they're going to do that this year, too?
They explained it. I'm pretty
That's
sure.
That's probably Power 5.
If you're a winner Power 5 champion, you make it in. So I don't know how that works, but I'm pretty sure I think Clemson will probably – they should be able to make it the playoffs. But from what I've seen, that's what they're explaining is the Power 5 make it. But so K-State's got a chance, and if you're the top four of those guys of those teams, then you get a bye week basically.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll go on to the most probably, I don't know, like surprise or like disappointment, I guess. Some people kind of knew that they weren't going to be good, but Miami versus Florida. Florida was an all right team last year. Nothing to really talk about. Like, they weren't anything outstanding, but they were a pretty good team. And I mean, to be in the swamp and get absolutely destroyed. I mean, is this Miami team really good or is this Florida team really bad?
I think the Florida team's really bad.
I think Miami's good. I think we watched potentially the Heisman Trophy winner and Cameron Ward play. Just he made it look really easy. He never struggled once with any reads or throws. Like, I mean, he had one interception. I don't remember what happened on that play, but I mean, from the get-go, he had control of that game. I watched about half of it. And I thought, wow, Miami looks good.
Yeah, no, I agree. I didn't watch very much of the game, but I just saw little bits of it, and just they clapped the Gators. And the Gators have been historically not a terrible team. They've gotten worse over the last few years, but I think Miami's stepped it up a ton, and they're going to be good this year. But
we'll make the big old transition here to the NFL, and I'll put you on the hot seat, Mr. Mott. How do you feel about the Colts and specifically Anthony Richardson?
Oh, man. I think the season's going to go one of two ways. I mean, I guess you could say that about any team, but I think it has potential to be kind of like a storyline season for them. There's a lot of pieces that fell into place. We got Pittman signed to a good contract. We got Taylor signed to a good contract. We got a steal of a receiver, second round with Mitchell. Josh Downs is hurt. Hopefully he's coming back here soon. I feel like our defense is solid. We got that Tatutu guy, whatever his name is. I mean, we could go 11-12 wins this season and win the division and make a run in the playoffs. That's my hope. Anthony Richardson, he does not look good. I mean, I watched him in the preseason. His footwork is messed up. I feel like he's protecting the shoulder. Like, yeah, he could throw some highlight throws, but I need to see him hit the quick outs or the layers or the post, like, without leaving the pocket. I don't know if he can do that. So, with that being said, I have a feeling the Colts are going to get about 6 wins this season, and it's going to be really disappointing.
Yeah. I'm big on Adonai Mitchell from Texas. I thought he was – I mean, coming into the draft, I thought he would have been over Xavier Worthy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I guess for some reason, nobody wanted him until the second round. He fell a little lower than I thought he would.
I watched a video on some of the reasons why. It was character issues. Because he left – was he at Florida? and then left and went back to Texas. I think that was his college was he was at Florida. He left and went back to Texas, and part of that reason was he actually had a baby in high school, or his girlfriend did, and he wanted to be not an absent dad. So he moved back to Texas and got transferred there to play his last years of football so that he could be around his kid as she's a baby. So I thought that, if anything, that shows me a good character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not someone who's quitting on a school or anything like that. So I don't know all the facts of that. I'm huge on him. I think he's got a chip on his shoulder. He's going to play hard. I think the offense needs to run through Pittman. I mean, we almost won the division last year with Gardner Minshew. I mean, that dude's just like the most average quarterback there is in the league. Sorry to my Raiders fans out there, but he's not going to do anything spectacular. He's not going to break the pocket. Not.
And I think, Anthony Richardson's going to, he's going to have to take a step up, obviously, because he's starting now, but
right.
I think he can do it. We'll see what he actually does once the season starts. But
I think if Pittman gets 115 to 130 receptions, we have a good chance of being at least a 10-plus win team.
He better. He's my number two on fantasy.
Okay. So
if he doesn't, I'll be talking to you every day about it.
I will be too.
Gardner Minshew's he's got the prime lumberjack face. I could see him out just cutting trees down. He is.
So back to Richardson. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I don't think he looked really good. He made a couple crossbody throws in the preseason games. He didn't throw a lot. I'll be honest, his footwork needs to improve. He's not a very accurate thrower, but he is probably one of the best athletes at the quarterback position. He may be the number one athletic quarterback right now in the NFL, just from a pure athleticism. And with that being said, I mean, you can do a lot with that as long as you don't get hurt. So,
yeah, I agree.
Speaking of quarterbacks, we got Russell Wilson named Steelers starter in week one over Justin Fields. Levi, you predicted that. I said it will probably be Russell Wilson, but I'd rather have Justin Fields.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I would rather have Justin Fields as well. I think Justin Fields didn't necessarily prove himself over when he was with Chicago, but I think Russell Wilson definitely didn't prove himself when he was with the Broncos because he was playing not very well. But I think Russell Wilson can play good. I think playing with Mike Tomlin will be better for both of them. Russell hasn't been the best quarterback in the last 2 years, but I mean he's good with the Seahawks. He can still run. I think I'd like to see Justin Fields at some point play for the Steelers this season, but we'll see how it goes.
I mean, somehow the Steelers always make the playoffs. I don't understand. It's got to be Mike Tomlin. But how long of a leash does Wilson have with the Steelers? Two games, three games? If he doesn't look good, when do we see Justin Fields?
Week six.
If he doesn't look good, my prediction, week six is when Justin goes in. I think he can last that long. If he plays bad his first game, I think Steelers fans will be calling for the switch. But you know, they didn't fire Matt Canada for 2 years, and then the team was calling for that, or fans were calling for that for a while. So,
Did Kenny Pickett, was he QB all season last year?
Last season. Believe so.
And I mean, they made the playoffs.
Well, okay, no, not all season, but he was QB for a lot of the season. Then at near the end, I think Mitch Trubisky got some playing time.
Yeah,
then Mason Rudolph got some playing time.
So I mean, I feel like Russell Wilson still has something in the tank. He got hosed.
I think he's better than Kenny Pickett, Mitch Trubisky, and Mason Rudolph all combined.
Yeah, and again, he's taking a pretty much team that didn't lose anything. One of the best young wide receivers in George Pickens. I mean, they could just throw the ball to him. That was part of your downfall last year. They never threw the ball to George Pickens.
Well, like, I mean, I agree. I think George Pickens has some problems character-wise. I think sometimes he's kind of a bum sometimes.
He's so selfish.
Yeah, I mean, but that's most good receivers.
Yeah.
He's a little of a diva, like every Steelers wide receiver.
A.B.
I mean, yeah.
But, I mean, and then Steelers got rid of Diontae Johnson. They always know when to get rid of a wide receiver. So I don't feel like he's going to be very good this season. But still have Najee Harris, still have Jaylen Warren. Our defense is better somehow. We got Patrick Queen. I think they'll be very good this year on defense, as they are every year. I think the biggest thing that the Steelers are good at on defense is takeaways. And that's the reason that they win is because they can take away. They always find a way to take away the ball, or score on defense, or do whatever they have to.
And that's Mike Tomlin. I mean, he's a defensive guy. He won, you know, with Ben Roethlisberger a couple of years, whatever you say his name. But a lot of it was their defense.
Yeah, I agree. T.J. Watt should have won Defensive Player of the Year last year. Not hot take. It's just the truth. but yeah, no, I think they'll be good. I think they'll make the playoffs again. But yeah.
All right, we will stop here for a little intermission. Little question for you, Mr. Mont. Does the cereal go before the milk, or the milk go before the cereal?
There's really only one way. The cereal goes in first, and you pour the milk over to the desired soil level that you want of your cereal.
Like, what are you think? Are you like a where the cereal, like, all of it has to be floating, or like you like a?
I like a lot of milk in there because I drink the milk at the end of the cereal. Like, that's my favorite part.
What's your go-to cereals? Top five cereals.
Ooh, top five. Oh, okay, well, I haven't eaten cereal in years now, so I don't eat cereal anymore, just because none of them are really healthy. But if I was to like travel and have cereals, top five. Well, number one, my favorite all time, Captain Crunch berries. It's
the berries only.
No, I like the Captain Crunch part, but I like the berries only. Uh-huh. I like it where it cuts your tongue a little bit. It's so rough. I'd probably put Cinnamon Toast Crunch number two.
Berry Colossal Crunch. It's the better version of Captain
Crunch. The Young Life special.
I don't like generic cereal. It's disgusting.
It's the same thing. It's not. They're literally the same.
It's not. It's like saying the generic Pop-Tart's the same as regular Pop-Tart.
That's just wrong.
They're just not the same.
But like the cereals, most of the cereals are like the same.
Lucky Charms, number three. Frosted Flakes. And then you add a little extra sugar on top. It's really good. Number four. And number five, I still like Honey Nut Cheerios.
I feel like original Cheerios finds its way. Like, sometimes it's just like, it's so good.
That's really good, like, as a snack, like a dry snack. Like,
I agree. Like, whenever I was sick when I was little, I'd be like, can I get a bowl of just dry Cheerios?
I feel like something that kind of sneaks up there, this is going to be controversial. I'm going to get hate for this. But sometimes Mini Wheats. Frosted Mini Wheats.
No, there's never
Frosted Mini Wheats.
Disgusting.
I've never had Mini Wheats in my life.
It's like you can pour milk on it and they're still dry.
I look at I look at Mini Wheats. I'm like, that looks too healthy.
Dude, the frosted ones are so good.
Next, you're gonna tell me you like Raisin Bran.
No.
No, I love me some Crave, bro. It's the most like. It's just like chocolate in a,
I don't know, Crave
in a ball of, it's just like,
it's so bad. They made a new crumble cereal, crumble cookie cereal.
I love, like, hot take. I love like soggy, not like over soggy, but like it's gotta be a little soggy. Like I push it down and then I
like your cereal.
Yeah.
That
not dry.
No.
I'm okay with my Cinnamon Toast Crunch getting a little soggy at the bottom.
But I feel like it's got to have texture. Like, that's the whole thing. You have, like,
Yeah,
liquid.
I just like when it melts
cinnamon toast,
in my mouth.
No crunch.
I like when it melts in my mouth.
Okay, hot take on not the same topic, but I love getting like nachos when you go to like a ball game.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you put a couple chips in the bottom of the cheese, and when you get to the end, the nachos, like, there's no crunch to it, and it's just super soggy. I love that.
That's disgusting.
That's awful.
That's so
awful.
Good.
That's so cooked. Yeah, no, but, dude, I swear, sometimes they make those cheeses just, like, a little, they put a little bit of spice in it and just hits you out of nowhere. But, a good quesadilla is always good. Now I'm thinking about food. Gosh dang it. Chicken Alfredo.
I love chicken Alfredo.
Let's go with another question. Does pineapple belong on pizza?
No, it does
Thank
not.
Thank you.
It does not. Pineapple is really good on a lot of things. Not pizza.
I'm not against it.
Now, I'll say this. If I had a choice of no pizza or pizza with pineapple on it, I'll eat the pizza with pineapple on it.
I'll take no pizza.
So,
I'll eat the pineapple with pizza on it.
Yeah.
Wait.
I'll take the pineapple with pizza on it, too.
Every day of the week. No, but I'm not against pineapple on pizza. I think... I wouldn't order that, but if it's there and it's the only pizza there, I'm eating it.
What's the best pizza in Wichita?
Wichita Brewery's good. Try to think of other places.
Grimaldi's.
I've never been there.
Grimaldi's
so
is really
good.
Huh.
It's pretty good.
That's in Wichita?
It's yeah. Yes. It's by
13th and Webb.
Okay.
Yeah.
By Whole Foods.
It's pretty good. It's like they use like a coal oven.
Okay.
It's like they're thin.
Picasso's does that downtown.
I like Picasso's too.
It's pretty good.
I miss the old AJ's pizza. They changed it up.
Yeah, Levi.
I'm so pressed.
During the state championship, Levi wrote a 1-star review
on the bowling.
On the alley because the lanes were shut down for Connor and Croy. That's a long time ago. That's what?
Last year.
Like seven months ago.
Yeah.
What are you, that's a very long post-game interview, but like, what are your thoughts on the state championship?
Oh, man, that was exciting. I mean, wow. To be a part of, you know, anything high school athletics is really fun, but to be a part of a team that gets to celebrate number one in the state that you live in is special. And the team was great. I think we have a good chance of going back and repeating this year. So we'll see how it goes.
Like dude, they were trying to ice Connor.
Oh yeah.
By shutting down his lane.
Yeah, that was wild.
That was crazy. Yeah.
And they didn't. They didn't stop us.
They can't.
That so. One kid from Ottawa. Is that right? That he bowled like his high game.
Oh yeah.
Something outrageous.
Ottawa. Yeah, there was like one or two guys that dude. Really bowled well. But that kind of goes back to show you, like, I mean, the team helped each other out. I mean,
yeah.
Just,
no, if you
were,
had one
all
guy
of them
gone,
were good.
Right. So, I mean, to watch Justin bowl his
yeah,
best, and it was a good game. It was fun. I look forward to doing it again.
Nobody sold.
Right. Nobody sold.
Nobody sold.
Everybody did their part.
So you're head coach.
Head coach. Yeah.
Dude, who was the coach? With you? Oh,
Coach Dalen.
Dalen was coach last year,
like
and Mr. he's he's gotten he was going to step down so he could watch his son bowl, but then they got word over at campus, and I think they're signing him to campus, so he'll be head coach over there in the big leagues. That's the 5A, 6A school, so we don't have to worry about bowling against them. Mr. Lofton might come by and assist coach this
that.
Year. So
I've heard that.
It would be great. Powerhouse team there.
That'd be so good.
Yeah,
both the Bible teachers.
Yeah.
We're creating a bowls dynasty type
yeah.
bowling.
And this could be the last year, so who knows.
Of
we,
bowling?
We have no juniors, sophomores, or freshmen on the bowling team.
That is true. Because you have Croy, Charlie, Justin, Logan, Landon.
Landon Bowls?
Yeah.
Am I forgetting anything? No, that's Is Landon new? Did he bowl last year?
He bowled last year.
Oh, I don't remember that.
He was just a little bit shorter average than David all season.
Yeah.
Just couldn't make that consistent to bowl varsity. He bowled a couple varsity meets, but
yeah,
he wasn't part of the state team.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling if he can put in the work, if he has been put in the work, he's going to be solid this year.
Our whole team, if they put in the work, we'll count on you guys. Bring it home.
Yep. Bring it home, or else you're fired.
Yeah. Chase Affman said he might be back this year.
Oh,
dude.
That's a state championship.
That's coded.
He's not bad. So.
No, he's not. Hey, just like Nate Aubrey, if you don't win the state championship, you can stay on as a Bible teacher.
Okay, sounds good.
But we'll be talking to Mr. Beckler about getting a new bowling coach if we don't repeat.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
We'll go up to him and be like, dude, we got to fix this.
Right.
Mr. Mott's a problem.
Liability.
Yeah, liability, for sure.
We'll move into, is Drake May a liability?
Dude.
Is he an awful pick?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Jacoby Brissett.
That, I mean, look, I lived through a season and a half plus with Jacoby Brissett. He's a step down from Gardner Minshew. He's as average as you get with worse decision making. Like, you look at him and you go, this guy could, he's tall. He's got a strong arm. Isn't he tall?
No, it's nothing.
No.
Nope, nothing.
Okay. But
I don't know how tall he is.
I think he's kind of tall. You know, Gardner Minshew is pretty short.
Little dude.
And he's just not a good quarterback. I mean,
6'4", 235.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
Yeah. Like, it's Peyton Manning. I mean,
it's like Gary.
he's not good. I mean, there's a reason why the Colts got rid of him and he went to, where'd he go? He went to Cleveland or something? And
dude, I don't know.
He tried there and it, I don't know. I don't think the Patriots needed to, the Patriots aren't good.
Nope.
They should have started Drake May. There's no reason not to.
I mean, there is something to be said learning from a guy. I mean, obviously he's not.
Learning from an awful quarterback on how to be an awful quarterback.
It's
but
this day
he's
and
getting
age,
putting. I mean, he's going to be put in a terrible situation no matter what. Drake May, if he has to start right off the bat.
But I mean, that's most quarterbacks now these days.
Yeah, I know.
What about Joe Milton? You got Joe Milton. QB3.
Bailey Zappi, bring him back for real.
Joe Milton will throw it like 80 yards.
Yeah.
If you want him to throw a check down, he'll probably throw it over your head.
Right,
the
yeah, absolutely.
It's okay.
I mean, Drake May was great in college for the team he had. I mean, he looked solid. I thought he played out. He played up. I was happy to see him draft. First round, right?
Yeah. Was he like third?
Yeah, he was up there. I mean, I feel like if you pick someone that high, they got to start right away.
Yeah.
You know, like you don't put him under Jacoby Brissett. That's all I'm going to say.
Sorry, my bad.
Wow.
My bad. I agree.
We got all the new equipment just for Levi to high definition burp.
And like, move his mic around.
Move his mic.
Dude, I don't know. I can't keep it still.
I'm sorry, guys.
We're gonna have to figure something out.
Because
we're gonna have to sit at a
mic
table.
Shifting the entire.
I'm gonna have
time.
To sit in an actual chair that doesn't move, and at a table.
Oh, and we're gonna have to lower his voice down.
My earbuds are
how
coming
hard?
Out.
How hard is it for you to just rest the mic on?
It's
because
this chair, you can't lean back in it because it's like.
Yeah, you can't.
Without my pants riding up. Yeah, I know.
So, good luck, Patriots.
Good luck, Patriots. Yeah. No.
We'll just skip.
Jacoby Brissett, Drake May. Drake May's new
yeah.
Newcoming of Tom Brady.
We got Drake May, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix.
Yeah.
Like, guess if you want to just count, leave Drake May out, and those are your starters.
Mm-hmm.
For rookie QB starters.
Yeah.
I'll be interested to see what Caleb Williams can do. I know he's not on here, right?
He's on.
Rank those in success rate. I guess, like, success rate as in record for their team.
Are we skipping down there?
Yeah.
Okay. I think Caleb Williams is going to have the best year this year.
I agree.
The Bears actually aren't bad.
He's set up for the most success out of all of them.
He's got some.
And the Bears.
Here we go with that all over again.
With what?
The set up for success.
Comment. Yeah,
they are. Caleb Williams is set up for success.
He really is. I mean, he's got weapons. Their defense is strong.
I mean, I wish it was Justin Fields back there, but.
I do too.
Yeah.
But it's okay. He's on the Steelers, so.
So.
But.
I feel like Bo Nix has an opportunity to. He's kind of been around for a while. Is he older? Is he? I feel like he's an older.
I think he was a true senior last
year. I just don't know about Jaden Daniels. I don't know if he's going to be good or not. Washington's terrible.
I'm a big fan of him.
I think Washington has a chance to do good things this season.
I just feel like Washington is a disappointment every year.
They have been. But Jaden Daniels is pretty good. He's like RG3.
Which, yeah, RG3. How did he do with Washington?
Until he just breaks everything.
Maybe if he didn't, like,
break his knees.
Break his knees. But, like, yeah. I think Jaden Daniels will be good. I think Washington and the Bears both have their quarterback for a little while. We'll see how Washington actually goes. But Bo Nix, I think he'll probably move around the league a little bit. I don't think the Broncos are going to do very well this year again. They just don't have the pieces for success, really.
But I mean, they got a coach. I feel like their coach.
Sean Payton. I mean, he's obviously a coach. He's a good coach, but he didn't show very much last year with the Broncos.
That's true. I guess my only down of Jaden Daniels is I'm just not an LSU fan, so that's probably why I don't like him. That's because they took our coach, so Brian Kelly. But that's okay because we don't need him. We got Marcus Freeman, and we're 1-0.
Nice. Well, you are. Undefeated?
Notre Dame? Undefeated this year.
Yeah. I think it's a great rookie class, but I think it'll take some of these guys a little bit to develop. But we'll see.
Yeah, for sure.
I think I don't like Caleb Williams, but I think he'll be good.
I don't either. I think he's overrated.
I don't think he's overrated.
But the more I watched him in preseason, the more I was impressed with him.
He's looking a little Mahomey out there.
Yeah. But, I mean, I watched some of his days at USC, and I felt like he was not as good as everybody said he was.
He had one really bad game. I don't remember who it was against.
But I guess we'll see. Only time will tell.
But, yeah, we'll see how he does. Do you want to move on to the Chiefs re-signing Juju Smith-Schuster?
Terrible. Just terrible. Why? Yeah.
He was good that 1 year.
Bro, what that 1 year.
But only because Mahomes was throwing to him. I like Juju. Obviously, he played terrible with the Patriots. To the point where the Patriots cut him. But I think he'll be all right. He'll catch some balls. He might get a couple touchdowns every once in a while.
He'll
be better than he was last season.
I'm going to predict 400 700 receiving yards.
Maybe. We'll see.
And maybe that's like 6 touchdowns.
That's a lot for also having 3 other guys who are going to get a lot of yards this season.
Hey, you watch. Watch.
Weren't you just hating?
Yeah, but it's an awful pickup, but they're just going to throw him the ball.
I think he's a good guy to have on the team. He's a veteran. I mean, he knows what he's doing. he's just aged. He's just kind of fallen off. He's kind of washed. But
I mean, if he comes in and plays his role, then he could be really good.
Yeah.
If he still has the diva, I'm the number one receiver, throw it to me every time.
And I don't think he does. I mean, coming from the Patriots, playing terrible there.
Yeah, he was terrible.
He didn't do anything there.
Who could do anything at the Patriots last year?
No, I know. I agree. But you would expect him to do something.
Right.
But like I said, the Steelers know when to get rid of a wide receiver.
Yes, I do.
But, yeah. Speaking of another wide receiver, Brandon Ayuk finally got signed to a deal. $120 million for 4 years. I was really hoping he would have got traded to the Steelers. I'm not going to lie.
They should have prioritized Trent Williams over Brandon Ayuk.
I can't disagree with that.
I think Brandon Ayuk, that's a lot of money for Brandon Ayuk.
How are they going to pay Brock Purdy next year?
I wouldn't pay Brandon Ayuk $120 million for 4 years. I mean, I'm glad the Steelers didn't have to deal with that much money. That's a lot of money. He's the fourth highest paid wide receiver right now. And he is not he's nowhere near the fourth best wide receiver. But he's not Debo. Like, Debo's better than him.
I mean, Debo's more useful than him. I don't know if he's better than him.
It's hard to tell when balls.
Right.
Obviously Jamar Chase is better than T. Higgins, but if T. Higgins was somewhere else, he'd be the number one.
I mean, do you put him in the category with an A.J. Brown, Tyreek Hill?
No.
No.
Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb.
They're all.
And even Amon St. Brown. I mean.
No.
Guys, you're picking over him every time, right?
Mm-hmm. Every time. And he's the fourth best. He's the fourth highest paid wide receiver, which is crazy. I don't understand why the Niners even paid him that much. They're paying all these other guys. They're going to have to pay Purdy eventually.
Next year.
Next year?
I think it's next year.
Well, yeah, because they can't pick up a fifth year because he was in the seventh round. So, I guess so. They'll have to pay him after next year. But, and then they have other guys who they need to pay. Trent Williams, who honestly is the most important.
Yeah, he needed to be prioritized.
Right. I don't know why. I mean, but yeah. I think the Niners will be good. They'll be fine this year. But we'll see how it goes. I think the fact that they're staying relevant is crazy that they're keeping all these guys, but I don't know how they're going to pay anybody in the next couple seasons.
But yeah, they're not. I mean,
yeah.
And who knows? Brock may not even earn his weight this year. I don't know how good he is. I like the guy.
I think he's good.
It's hard to see how good will he actually be.
Yeah.
I mean, speaking of high paid wide receivers, you have CeeDee Lamb and the $136 million for 4 years.
I mean, that's the Dallas effect, right? I mean, CeeDee is great. He's the only thing last year that was a bright spot for the Cowboys. Yeah. That just means he's going to have a terrible year, which stinks. That's usually what happens. Nah, I think he'll be fine. I think that Jerry Jones will make sure.
You think he'll get him at four in your fantasy?
I did. I draft fourth tonight.
Uh-huh.
I don't think CD's going to fall to fourth. But if he does, I'll take him first round.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to go three or two.
Probably.
So I'll probably get
stuck with Chase.
Off topic real quick. Do I take Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson?
Number
four.
Justin Jefferson. I know Justin Jefferson doesn't have a quarterback. Justin Jefferson.
You got the wrong guy. I'm not a fantasy guru. So, like,
I don't like Jamar Chase.
I don't either, but I don't think.
After whatever he did on what was it? His little, like, fashion shows.
What?
Jamar Chase?
Yes. And him and Joe Burrow on whatever, like, fashion thing. You mean Eminem?
That's something else too. The bleach.
Yeah, I would go Justin Jefferson.
That's my opinion, but Jamar Chase.
I think Jamar Chase is having the better year this year.
Yeah.
Because Joe Burrow's coming back with vengeance.
Yeah, but I think also Justin Jefferson's, he's going to have to be a star. Like, the ball's going to be thrown to him a lot. Who knows how well those passes will be?
Right.
Coming from, I don't even know who there's, Sam Darnold, right? Isn't Sam Darnold the starting quarterback for the...
Bro, Josh Dobbs.
Bring back Dobbs, bro. But, yeah. We'll see.
Who knows? So, CeeDee Lamb. I think it's well-deserved. It's probably a bit much, but that's just the Cowboy thing to do.
I mean, I don't know about... I think he's one of the ones who is paid more, like, compared to all the other ones. Like, DJ Moore is the fifth highest paid wide receiver, and he should not be up there with the four guys who are also up there above him. Right. But I think he's paid well.
I think
they show his value, but
I would just love to see Dak Prescott. I would love to see CeeDee Lamb without Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
a good quarterback.
Dak last year had his best season, but that he's had.
Still can't perform in the playoffs.
But yeah. And it's not just Dak.
It's the whole Cowboys.
It's the whole Cowboys team that can't perform in the playoffs. Choke City. Yeah.
I mean, how many points did the defense give up to the Packers last year? Like 40 some points?
Way too many.
They gave up like 20 most games the whole season.
Yeah.
And then against Jordan Love, they're like, hey, we're not even going to try.
Packers are going to be good.
They could be.
I'm excited.
Jordan Love is the real deal.
Yeah, I agree. They'll beat the Cowboys, that's for sure. They do every time in the playoffs.
And McCain will get pressed again.
McCain's lost all hope.
No, he hasn't. He's a Cowboys fan. Somehow
this
never
is our year.
Hold up. We them boys.
So I think to close out the podcast, Mr. Mott, if you don't have any closing thoughts, I don't know. What is your advice for any future guest that hops on the podcast?
Man, just come and have fun. It's a good time. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome again.
I didn't comment, but that picture that you made is great.
The cover art?
Yeah. It's fantastic. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I made that.
Well done.
We'll see you guys on episode 2, maybe with another guest, maybe with Mr. Mott again. We don't know.
We'll see. No, this is great. A lot of fun. See you next time.